Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome!
Welcome to your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Yes, welcome. And you folks that are without power, then you can't be listening to the show anyway, unless you got what? Can't listen to nothing without power. So all those folks that are without power, we wish you the best. And you folks out there that are, well, in the, I can't even say hurricanes. What are you going to say, Lynn? What are we going to say?
The Northeast.
The Northeast. It's the Midwest. All the places with
the fires
in the West Coast. It's a mess. If you folks want to call in today, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in if you have anything to say. 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce to the players tonight. To my left, we have my beautiful wife and co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I certainly am. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the September 5th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Happy you're with us.
Yes, we're live from Orlando, Florida, and his home in Winter Park, Florida, is our co-host, what's his name, Gary Sinclair. I never forget.
Hello, 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 everybody. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back. So I'm glad you tune in tonight, and we're going to have a good show for you.
And in the studios, in the Spectrum Studios, in Ocoee, Florida, which is right outside Orlando. Chris Shaw, are you there? Our executive producer and engineer?
Well, you know I'm here. I'm always here. I'm always in the place to be as much as I can. I'm glad that you guys are doing just fine. Glad to see you. I'm glad that everybody's doing all right. Nice to see you again. Happy birthday, Merry New Year, and Happy Christmas.
Yes. And one thing I want to mention, last week I forgot to mention, which I'll say right now, we lost a music great. They had a duo that was, oh my God, from the 1950s. They were around doing shows. They were around doing all kinds of engagements. They had many, many, many hits. They were one time they were the biggest duo going in the United States. The name of the Everly Brothers. And one brother died about 2-3 years ago. And I think it was Phil that just died a couple weeks ago.
Was it Don?
Was Don? I'm not sure. Was Phil or Don that died? One died like 2-3 years ago, and one died a couple weeks ago. Chris, can you play that song I mentioned? Here's one of their big hits, the Everly Brothers. That was a great duo, Everly Brothers. Don and Phil Everly. They had so many hits. Their first hit was Bye Bye Love. Then they had Wake Up Little Susie. All I Have to Do Is Dream. Many hits. Yes. Yep. Yep. It was Don. Okay.
August 22nd.
Yeah. 84. Okay. Well, that group was fabulous. I never saw them in person, but they were great. Great group. If you folks have anything to say, please call the show. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. There's a lot happening out there between COVID-19 and everything else. And by the way, not to get started.
COVID-19, Michael?
Yeah, 1 second, Gary. I hope you get your shots. I hope you wear your mask. Please get your shots and don't forget to wear your mask. What, Gary?
Thoughts and prayers go up to a good friend of ours, and Sheila Young knows it. Our from GOCB, Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, we have one of our members in. He's elderly, and he's got the COVID-19, and he's not seems to be doing too good, so we need prayers for him.
He didn't say his name.
His name is Jerry Eidler. I'm sorry. So hope you get better, Jerry.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you folks have anyone that you would like to say a prayer for or call in, We don't know it. So if you have someone that you know that you would like us to, you know, say something about, call in. This is your show. 407-894-1680. And those folks who are listening for the first time, you're driving the car, you listen to the show, you don't know what you're even listening to. Don't forget, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This show was started basically for both the sighted and the blind, to let you both know about each one. So you should know about the blind folks. When I started this show originally, it was to let the sighted people know about us blind folks. Because when I went blind, I didn't know a blind person. The only blind person I ever met my whole life was Stevie Wonder. And that was when I was a little kid. So let's just say in the last 60 years, I didn't know a blind person until I went blind.
Now we know Gary.
Yeah, now I know a lot of blind Gary. People.
Yeah, lucky. Hey, Michael, I got to tell you tonight, and I know you like this band, and they're actually going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show tonight at 10 o'clock on MeTV if you're in Orlando area.
What kind of TV?
And it's MeTV. Memorable Entertainment. Television. Memorable Entertainment Television. But it's at the Jackson 5 is going to be on tonight.
Oh, the Jackson 5, yeah.
So, Gary, do you have any
shout-outs? Not really this week. I just want to wish everybody that can hear this show tonight or pass the word to those that are inconvenient of being able to hear this show. Anybody out there can tell somebody that can hear the show tonight, good luck. My prayers are for you from Louisiana all the way to New York.
By the way, if you miss any part of this radio show, you always can go to our webpage the end of the show or tomorrow and pull it up. We archive it. When the show is over, we always archive the show and just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's our webpage. Don't forget the A&D and blindandbeyondradioshow.org and pull up the date you want. So if you were missing last week or this week, just pull up that date and listen to the show. Once we archive it, it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What, Lynn?
No, I was going to say we have people in Europe that wait for us to upload the show on Sunday night. We have a young lady in Macedonia, and she...
Let's give her a shout-out.
Yeah, hi, Adriana.
Adriana, hello.
She can't call in because I believe it's around 1 o'clock in the morning, and she has some of her relatives sleeping there, and she doesn't want to wake them. But she listens every week. She waits for us to put the show up. I just wanted to remind everybody before we go to break that September is National Preparedness Awareness Month, and we're going to talk a little bit about that a little while. I'm going to read you an article from News 4 in Panama City, and very informative, and also that September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and I'll give you the phone number for anybody that would be interested in knowing that number. And that's it. And so... Chris, do you have anything? Any shout-outs?
Definitely got to give a shout-out to you, and definitely to you. And all the listening ears and everyone that's tuned in, thank you. We can't do this show without you.
That's correct.
That is correct.
That's right.
And with you. We can't do it without you,
Chris.
Yeah,
without you, Chris.
Well, I can't do it without you. So I need you. You need me.
That's right.
That could be a song.
That could be a song.
There must be a song.
You and me, baby. You and me, baby.
Yeah. All right, Chris, I guess we're going to break.
We're going to go to break.
Wait for our guest to zoom in, hopefully.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. You know, we're live from Orlando, Florida, where it's in and out raining. When I say in and out, some of us have rain, some of us don't have rain. What's doing by you, the weather where you are? I'd like to hear from you about your weather, wherever you are. I'd like to hear from, you know what, if you're in Pennsylvania, what's doing there in Pennsylvania? What's doing there in Massachusetts? What's doing there wherever you are? Give us a call, 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. I'd like to know about the weather there. In the meantime, I think we should do a trivia. Let's go right now to trivia time. Gary, you're up with your trivia.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a fun one tonight. I know we're going off a little off track tonight with the music because Michael sticks to the 60s, but I get away from it a little bit. And my trivia question is, you're going to hear the song. I just want to know, who is the drummer in this song?
Oh, my God. You're getting now ridiculous. The drummer. First of all, let's see if they get the group first. All right, play the song. Let's see if they know the group. Who's singing the song?
Who is the drummer in this song?
That's what I say.
Should everybody know it?
I can't get no
answer. Playing from 1962. Played all the way through.
I can't get no satisfaction.
good song, too.
Okay, Chris. I'm going to put that song. So who is singing? Anybody know the song? 407-894-610. You know, Gary, you said I was playing a lot of songs I've been playing lately are not in the 50s or 60s anymore. I've been getting away from that, if you notice.
Yeah, that's good.
I played the Everly Brothers only because...
I'm going to tell everybody, though, I was really surprised because you're in your 60s music. And when I said what I wanted to play tonight, he says, oh, I like that band. And I go, wow, that flipped me out. You even like this band. So it's I just want to know who is the drummer in a song. I tell you what, he's quite famous.
All right.
Anybody call?
Yes. I got a caller. All the way.
All righty.
All the way from the Big Apple. Oh, the
Big Apple. Okay.
The Big Apple. The great state of New York. New York. But they call this area Oceanside because I take it it's right on the ocean. If it's Oceanside, because it's got to be right on the ocean. So that's why it's called Oceanside, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, I present to you none other than Oceanside's finest, Howie. Howie, how you doing?
Hey, Howie. Hey, Howie.
Hey, guys. That's the best introduction I've ever had. I have to tell you the truth.
You like that, huh, Howie? That's good.
I'm going to hire Chris.
So who's the drummer?
Charlie Watts is the drummer. It's the Rolling Stones.
You got it. Nailed it on the head.
And gift card from Subway.
Don, who just died, and Phil died 7 years ago.
Yes, and so Howie, that's why I played this song. I wanted to play it in Charlie Watts' honor tonight. He has drummed for since 1962 up until he was 80, and just a couple months ago, the doctor told him he didn't want to go on tour this year because his health wasn't that great, and then he died shortly thereafter. So, yeah, he's been a drummer for a long time with him.
He's been around a long time. That's some group.
Hey, Howie.
Yeah.
Hey, Howie, it's Michael. How is the weather there on Oceanside?
We were lucky. We had no damage. It was further east on Long Island. We're not too far from New York City. So, although New York City got blasted also, we got lucky. Nothing happened. We're fine.
You're lucky.
So Oceanside, what, is in the middle of the island?
Oceanside is north of Long Beach. Long Beach is on the ocean, and then you got Island Park and Oceanside.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait, now how far is Coney Island?
Here. Oh, Coney Island is Brooklyn. Coney Island is probably an hour by car.
Yeah, there used to be a song I heard. It say, "Goodbye, my Coney Island baby, farewell, my own true love." That's all I remember.
I'm glad you didn't sing it. It wouldn't have been a hit.
So your family, everybody else is okay in New York?
Thank God. And we wish everybody who's celebrating a happy and a healthy new year. And
that's right.
Always good to hear your voice.
But you just sang
Thanks, Everett. I said Lashana Tova.
Oh, my God.
Lashana Tova.
That's right. Healthy and a happy New Year's.
For those folks who don't know, my wife just spoke Hebrew. Say it again.
That's pretty good.
What'd you say, Liz?
I said Lashana Tova.
Lashana Tova. Happy New Year.
Yep. Right. Happy New Year.
Well, thanks for calling in.
We appreciate your call.
Hey,
Keep on listening.
Appreciate you, Howie. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll speak to you guys soon.
Thank you, Howie. Thank you, Howie.
Chris, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. So he knew the drummer, too. That was good.
Yeah, you told me you don't want to know that, Michael.
Tell the drummer again, because Lynn didn't hear the drummer's name.
What's the drummer's name? It's Charlie Watts.
Charlie Watts.
Okay. Yep.
Famous drummer.
He drummed all the way up to 80 years old. That's pretty good.
You ever hear of a guy named Charlie Rich?
Yeah, I've heard of Charlie Rich. Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich. I've heard of a Charlie Rich.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You're probably the most famous drummer, yeah. Buddy Rich.
I was like, who the heck is Charlie Rich? Buddy Rich.
Buddy.
Well, speaking. Got mixed up.
Oh.
Yeah. That happens. Yeah, he could be. I don't know where in California he is, but those fires are awful. So you never know. A live show.
Sometimes. It's near South Lake Tahoe. The fires are near.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know exactly where he lives. But I just wanted to remind everybody, as I said earlier, that September is National Preparedness Awareness Month. So I just wanted to read to you this short article from News 4, Channel News 4 in Panama City. It was actually, dated the 3rd, which is 2 days ago. National Preparedness Awareness Month comes at the perfect time. No matter where you live, you are prone to national disasters. Tropical Storm Fred and Hurricane Ida brought impacts to our region over the last month. With 88 days left in the hurricane season and the peak of the season just 1 week away, I don't want to hear, now is the time to recheck. Is Gary talking?
Gary, you're talking in the back. We can hear you.
Yeah, I can't talk over that, Gary. So with 88 days left in the hurricane season and the peak of the season just 1 week away, now is the time to recheck your hurricane kits and disaster plans to make sure you have everything you need to be prepared if disaster strikes. As a matter of fact, we had a power outage the other day, right? And I'm running around and I'm none of my things were charged. So that was an eye opener. And now everything is charged because we live in Florida. So News 4 talked to Tallahassee's National Weather Service meteorologist Wright Dobbs for his take on tropical preparations. Some seasons you're lucky and you don't get anything. And other seasons, like 2018, you get a season like what we got with Hurricane Michael. The best thing to do is be prepared for all scenarios every season. And another thing to consider is what we do after the storm. What do we have in our kits to help us? We should have batteries, flashlights, water, non-perishable foods, portable cell phone chargers, and a first aid kit.
One more thing, Lynn. Cash on hand.
Yeah, well, I'm not done, but yes.
Okay.
You should also have in your first aid kit, which we have. We always have it anyway. Bandages, dressing, Neosporin, antiseptic, gloves, pain relievers like aspirin, et cetera, and even blankets, depending on the temperature. And this isn't just for Florida and hurricane season. This is for everywhere. He expressed the importance of having this kit and being prepared to when disaster hits. It's critically important in hurricane season, and he wasn't prepared with supplies, and then he had to go to the emergency room, and it was a mess. So the best thing you can do is prepare early, and another thing is every storm is different, and that's true. I remember when Katrina, it passed us in Florida, and then it went up there. So you just never know, and every storm is different, so keep that in mind. And the peak of hurricane season is September 10th, lovely, Gary, and runs through November 30th. But I have this thing in my brain after being in Florida since 1984. When November 1st comes, I'm like, that's it. Hurricane season's over. But it truly is not, really. It's to the end of November.
They had them down almost the end of November, too.
Well, do you have anything? What, Chris?
We have a caller on the phone line calling all the way from Ocala who wanted to get in this conversation and just speak to everybody as well. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Hurricane season for me, since I've been living here in the state of Florida, is every month. So I don't even give it a break.
Yeah,
who's on the line right now?
Sir, our good friend, the one, the only, caller from Ocala, Florida, the one and only, Sir Charles. Sir Charles.
All right.
How are you?
Oh, Carl.
Good evening.
Hello, Charles.
Hey, blind man. What's up?
Doing good, buddy.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'll be brief. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys and the listening off audience for the outpouring of love and affection that was shown to my wife. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Most welcome.
And thank you for the lovely card.
And thank you for the lovely cards.
And Charles, you don't have to be brief if you don't want
to. No, you chime in all you want right now.
Well, the weather here in Ocala is nice, sunshiny, a little cloudy, but blue skies.
Jeez. And I got rain. Did you hear me earlier, Charles, about Jerry Idler?
No.
Put your prayers in. He's not doing too well. He has COVID, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can keep up with Sheila and inform you. Yeah. He isn't looking too good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
All righty.
What else is up, Charles?
I'm glad you called in, man.
What else is up, Charles?
Not much. Everything is about the same, you know.
A lot of people wearing masks over there.
I don't know. I stay in as much as I can.
Smart man, sir. Smart.
You know.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Charles. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Charles.
Man, all right.
You got that thing that was written? You got that thing? I think you said you should read it on the air.
I don't know right now.
That was great.
I don't remember.
For those folks, I just like to make one more thing about this thing about the mask and the shots. Because if you don't wear a mask and you don't get your shots, you're affecting a lot of people. A lot of people. We know a few people, well, like myself, my operation was canceled. I know somebody was just told to me that they had a gallbladder. Matter of fact, Charles was the one that told me. His friend of his had a gallbladder problem, and they put it off. Make a long story short, he died.
He was a veteran.
He was a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to have a gallbladder operation, but they put it off because they said he wasn't. It wasn't.
Call it elective surgery.
Yeah, selective surgery.
Elective.
Elective.
It's not an emergency.
Not important. Right. Anyway, because he didn't get it.
Terrible.
Hey, Michael, I still got something else I need to plug for our dear friend, and she was our treasurer, Greater Atlanta Councilwoman Pam Soge, has a return trip to cancer again. She had mastectomy a few years back, and now it hit her again, and she's going through the medicines, and she's getting quite sick. And she even, well, Miss Sheila Young is so nice that she's helping take care of Pam. She's sick. And she fell down in Sheila's house the other day and couldn't get up, didn't have enough strength. So we need some thoughts and prayers there for her, too.
You know what, Gary? Absolutely. Our guest is not calling in, I guess, because of all the fires in California. I hope he's not.
Yeah.
Okay. What, Gary? I'd like you to talk about all the grilling that you do.
He's a grilling expert, Larry.
Well,
and he's
Gary's an expert, too. Hey, if it wasn't for Gary, our grandson wouldn't be in the business.
We're going to go from Larry to Gary.
Yeah. Well, you know, before we get into that, we got us a caller calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Who wants to get in on this conversation? Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, our good friend, the mover, the million-dollar shaker himself, Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, evening there, Lynn, Michael, Gary. And I wanted to just jump in on the preparedness thing. The solar and dynamo powered phone chargers. Oh, yep, that's good. Oh, you didn't mention the AM/FM emergency radios. It's also dynamo and solar powered.
We have a weather radio that's also AM/FM. You're right, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you for Kevin.
A gravity water filter system.
What is that?
There's a couple good ones out there, but it just sits on the countertop. It's a little larger than the coffee maker, And, you know, you can put all kinds of water, filter all kinds of water through it, you know, the nearest swimming pool, lake, pond, or even collect rainwater and pour through it. And it comes out, well, reduces all kinds of contaminants in the water.
Cool.
So I have one of those. I use it all the time.
Well, it's supposed to use all the time. Yes?
Go on.
No, I was going to say that's good to use all the time to get the contaminants out. And by the way, the radio you're talking about also is usually, you should have the NOAA, N-O-A-A radio. So that's got the AM and FM and the weather. It's pretty cool.
It's got the crank on it, too, don't it?
Yep, most of your emergency radios do have the NOAA. And you can also get some with the shortwave also, which is really good to have.
I always wanted one of those. But that filter is pretty cool that you're talking about. So that's good, Darren.
Have you had a lot of rain in Greensboro?
Yeah, no, not really. It had a little bit, I think it was Wednesday, but not much from Ida. You know, Well,
thanks for calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, thanks, sir, Kevin.
Yep, Kevin. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Okay, bud.
Take care. It's trivia time.
What, do you want to go into our break first like we normally would?
Okay, let's go to break. Let's go to
break. Yeah, better do that.
Go to break. We'll come back with trivia. You want to go to break? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Man.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely wish you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to repeat that again. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in, which I'd love to hear from you. Someone's doing there. The weather. We got a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Lynn's going to read you something that's very unbelievable, special. Very special thing shortly. First, we're going to do trivia. Trivia time, trivia time. Who is singing this song? Call in 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Okay, who's singing that song? Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Did you ever hear the group?
Okay, so who is singing that song?
Chris, do you know the group?
Chris, do you know the song? Chris Shaw.
He left. We're on our
He left.
He's on the phone, probably.
Maybe. Well, while we're waiting to see if anybody knows that song, I have something I'd like to read. It came across my desk, so to speak, and I will read this to you verbatim. And it's not me talking. I'm reading what somebody
else said.
Okay. All right. I wanted to clarify
it's
that.
It's not from Lynn or myself. Right. This is someone who wrote this and sent it to us. So
okay.
I thought it was great.
All right. Let me read it. I'm vaccinated, and no, I don't know what's in it, neither this vaccine, the ones I had as a child, nor in the Big Mac. I don't know what's in that, or in the hot dogs and the other treatments, whether it's for cancer, AIDS, the one for polyarthritis, or vaccines for infants or children. I trust my doctor when he says it's needed. I also don't know what's in ibuprofen, Tylenol, or other meds. It just cures my headaches and my pains. I don't know what's in the ink for tattoos, vaping, or every ingredient in my soap or shampoo or even deodorant. I don't know the long-term effect of cell phone use or whether or not that restaurant I just ate at really used clean foods and washed their hands. In short, there's a lot of things I don't know and never will. I just know one thing. Life is short, very short, and I still want to do something other than just going to work every day or staying locked in my home. I still want to travel and hug people without fear and a little feeling of life as before. As a child and as adult, I've been vaccinated for mumps, measles, rubella, polio, chickenpox, and quite a few others. My parents and I trusted the science and never had to suffer through or transmit any of said diseases. Just saying. You're not vaccinated? I respect your choice. I am vaccinated. Respect my choice. I'm vaccinated, not to please the government, but to not die from COVID-19, to not clutter a hospital bed if I get sick, to hug my loved ones, to not have to do CPR or antigenic tests, to go out dancing, go to a restaurant, or go on holidays, and many more things to come. It's to live my life, to have my kids, my grandkids, go back to school and play sports, for COVID-19 to be an old memory, to protect us. So that's person's thought.
If you have anything to say about what Lynn just read, call in. We'd like to talk to you about it. 407-894-1680.
Okay.
Like to hear from you.
I know you guys
perfectly said.
You guys were asking me about did I know who was singing the song? Of course, that's a classic jam right there in itself. If you don't know who's singing that song, you tripping. But listen, we have, I believe, a first-time caller who's listening in to the show from Orlando, Florida. This young lady was calling and was curious about some questions, and she said she really enjoyed listening to the show. So, ladies and gentlemen and women, we have Ms. Jacqueline from Orlando, Florida, who's listening to the show. Ms. Jacqueline, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi. This is...
Can you talk up a little bit, Jacqueline? Talk up a little bit. I want to hear you.
Okay. This is Michael.
Yes.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Yes. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi. I
can't hear.
And I hear a lady in the background.
That's Lynn.
I'm one of the co-hosts. Yes, the talk host. What is your name?
My name is Lynn. Nice to meet you, Jacqueline. But we're asking if you could please speak up loudly because it's hard to hear you.
Yes. Both of you, Lynn and Michael, you're on the line. And I was told that both of you know Michael is impaired, visually impaired.
Yes, I'm blind, yes.
Yes. I was calling because I believe deeply in God and know that he can provide ways of bringing your sight to fruition regardless of where you are and where I am right now, through the phone, of course. Let's take it from here. Have you had any jobs dealing with fire?
With fire? No.
Sir?
No, I have not.
You've had no
I've never
job.
Had a job with something with fire, no.
You've had no experience with fire to the point where you could see it even though you're blind?
Fire. Oh, I can see fire. I can see the red fire, yes.
Oh, you can see the red flames. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Gary, who's a co-host, Gary, he's totally blind. He can't see nothing. He can't see fire. I can see that. Uh-huh. I can't see much, but I can see fire. Gary, you can't see nothing, right?
No.
That's Gary.
Gary can't see fire. Yeah, that's Gary.
Gary
he's my
is
co-host.
From here?
And why?
Pardon?
Gary is from here? Gary is from here?
Who yes, Gary's from Winter Park.
Which one
that's me. I'm from Philadelphia. I'm Michael from Philadelphia, yep.
Okay.
Are you from Philadelphia?
No. Which one of you may be from Philadelphia or Chicago or even or even where, you know, the volcano that came out earlier, later it was on TV, and it flowed through the city before they were able to control it back down.
I don't know that. I'm from Philadelphia, and our engineer and producer, his name is Chris Shaw. He's from Chicago. So he's from Chicago, and I'm from Philadelphia.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That makes me feel very good. Okay.
So you've been listening to the radio show?
No, not much at all. I listen normally to the spirituals that come on. But this is my first time ever speaking to both of you. Since both of you are impaired, before the night is over, and hopefully I can hear you on the radio, I'm claiming now that you have your vision, now that you have spoken with me. That's why I was asking you, have you ever seen fire before? You've been experienced with fire? Because just by seeing the flame, and you said that comes in a color of red. When you see the fire, when you feel the blood of Jesus and the anointing and a thrill that comes through your body like a piercing, since we have a thymus gland comes, is located in your brain, a thymus gland.
Jacqueline, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and keep on listening to the radio show. And I thank you so much.
Thank you,
I'll be looking for the fire.
No, claim your healing of sin, of sight tonight.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you for tuning in, Jacqueline.
All right.
Have a good one. God bless.
You too. God bless you, too.
God bless you. God bless you, Jacqueline.
God bless you.
We have any callers calling in for trivia?
No one called in for trivia yet. I had a caller call in, but I picked up and they just kind of kept breathing at me.
I was
breathing back.
Okay.
So we were playing. It's a breathing game that we played.
Okay. Well, okay. While we're waiting,
talk about the grilling.
Yeah, we're waiting for Sonny Cullen. I want to let everybody know that it was amazing that me as a blind person, somebody young, looked at me one day and took my guidance, and that was Michael's grandson who was here and his granddaughter, and they came and they went to go swimming one day and we wanted to have a cookout. And so I guess Stephen was like maybe 13, something like that. And I says, instead of me going out there cooking on the grill for everybody, I got a young lad there, then give me a hand or I'll teach him. So I asked him that if he ever knew how to cook on a grill or anything. He said he never had a chance. So I took him by the hand. I took him out to my grill. And we took the hamburgers out there. We took the hot dogs out there. And I said, I'm going to tell you what. I says, I'm going to stand here and just listen to what you got to tell me, what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you how to cook. And he wound up cooking all the hot dogs and hamburgers that day. And he was really pleased. And I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of him now because I don't know, Mike will tell you how old he is now, but he's actually went through culinary arts. Because I taught him how to cook, and he liked it. And
well, in the meantime, wait, Gary. He admits that you showed him the way first, but he's now a cook. He's a chef.
Right
now, he's going to school. That's true. But why he's going to school, he's working for Ted Turner, has a restaurant chain in the Atlanta area in Georgia, and he's a chef there. His job is cooking, believe it or not, on the grill, steaks, and hamburgers. That's his job now. So he's making a living. Started with you, and now that's what he's cooking. He is the chef for Ted Turner's place, cooking steaks and hamburgers. That's his job. And he
probably wouldn't have done that unless I taught him how to get on that grill that day.
Yeah, you did. You did. That's a true story.
Lyman
taught a young fellow how to do it. Now he's in his 20s, and he's doing a good job. Yep. And he still remembers you taught him.
Yeah, he's
going to be 23.
His sister remembered me, too, because she said, Lynn, she says, oh, Gary's the one who taught him how to cook on a grill.
Before we go to the top of the hour, Gary, do you have any grilling hints for Labor Day weekend?
I'll tell you what, a grilling hint, a quick one, is if you like a brats or if you like hot Italian sausage, whatever. Here's a quick one. If you got a gas grill, just go ahead and get your burners going in the area that you're going to be cooking at. Put your burners on low and put that brat or hot Italian sausage up on the very top rack. Very top. Close the lid. 15 minutes, turn it over to the other side, and with a half hour, they're done. So that's a real quick cooking lesson.
What if you don't have a gas barbecue? What if it's not gas? I use charcoal.
Well, I don't do much charcoal anymore. I mostly do on my gas grill, and that's the easiest for the blind. I highly recommend a gas grill because charcoals are pretty hard to be able to I mean, I've cooked them in the years past, but you got to light them. You got to watch. You got to watch for how hot the coals are when they're red, when they go down to white. And it's quite difficult when you can't see and getting that temperature just correct. So I've learned how to convert over to the gas grill, which is a little bit safer for me and a little bit easier. And I can time my stuff pretty much. So.
Well, thank you very much, young man, for your advice on cooking. Folks, if you're out there, call in. You got any advice on how to cook on the grill? Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. You got anything to say? Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. If this is the first time you listen to the radio show, you want to know what this is all about, call in. We'd like to discuss it with you.
Michael, before we go to the top of the hour, I just want to do another quick PSA. I wanted to remind everybody not only was it September National Preparedness, Disaster Preparedness Month, it's also National Suicide Prevention Month, and we know all about this.
Here's a question for you. I just thought of a question.
So September 10th is National Suicide Prevention Day, and we can all help prevent suicide. And every year, the Lifeline and other mental health organizations and individuals across the United States and around the world raise awareness of suicide prevention during the month of September. And I'd like to give this number for those of you who know someone is depressed and you want to be lend an ear, because that's the most important thing, to lend an ear. The number is 888-628-9454. I'll say it again. It's 888-628-9454. There's so many depressed people out there, and every family knows somebody that could.
Who knows? Tomorrow is Labor Day. Okay, that we all know, Labor Day. But what is it for? Any idea? July 4th is a reason. Labor Day.
Women are going to have babies.
Labor Day. What is Labor Day? What's it all about? Does anybody know what Labor Day is all about?
Michael, it's women that are going to have babies.
All the hard work you put in all year long.
It's called labor. Labor.
Labor. When they're going to have a baby, they're in labor.
Struggling
all the women
to,
are in labor.
Struggling to think in school while a student.
Most people up north think Labor Day is for end of summer.
Always have
it is, because they go back to school tomorrow.
Because it's getting cold. It's getting cool outside now.
Yep. Yep. Chris, fall's coming.
Chris, are you back on campus or are you working from home?
Yeah, we're back face-to-face. We're face-to-face on campus.
Wow.
That's good. That's good.
I don't know. Now, sometimes I don't like them good.
Wow.
Because they make me nervous hanging out and being with all types of friends and everybody.
That's true.
I have to spray them down when they come in the door.
Get the hose out.
Right.
De-licing.
Listen, folks, I did not make light of this suicide thing. I think it's very, very important. Don't make light of suicide. Family members have gone through suicide. Friends, I know suicide. Yeah. This is no joke. Suicide is terrible. And if you have anybody that you know, please call. Let's talk about it. Very important. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be back in top of the hour, back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.